You're listening to Vatican Radio.
And now, turning to world news, bushfires are burning across four Australian states, destroying homes and blackening an area larger than Luxembourg. Two of the largest fires have linked to form a 250-kilometer front. The spokesperson for the Australian Department for Sustainability and the Environment, Duncan Pendry, spoke with Catherine Smybert about the situation.
The whole of Australia is on alert. We now have fires in Tasmania to the south. We've had severe fires in New South Wales already. The number of firefighters and fire management personnel, a number of 4,000 on this fire currently, and we're seeking help from the rest of Australia at the moment. We do have some New Zealanders across already, and we've put a call into the United States and Canada for some assistance. And they'll be coming in the next couple of weeks.
Well, I suppose that in terms of fighting this sort of a horror, it does help to have that kind of solidarity.
Oh, look, the communities are extremely well prepared. Of those 4,000 people, at least 2,000 of them are volunteers who leave their homes and their businesses from other parts of the state and travel across and work for sometimes a couple of weeks on the fires. So the people who can drive bulldozers and plough up the ground to stop the fire crossing, people on backs of tankers, helping out the neighbours across the other side of the state. And they're generally people who live in rural areas in Victoria who know that there might be a fire around their place, and the people that are helping this time will come and help them next time. So it's really is a community team effort.